Broadcasting Company presents the Abbott and Costello Kids Show, produced and transcribed in Hollywood, with our guests are Larry Stevens and featuring the Lou Costello Junior Youth Foundation Award. Every Saturday morning on this program, some lucky boy or girl receives hundreds of dollars in a valuable gift and the gold trophy for good citizenship. Every boy and girl in the country is eligible for this award. We'll tell you how to win it later in the program. But now let's have some laughs with our stars, Bud Abbott and Lou Costello.
There I am. My, Costello, you look terrible today. Look at those circles under your eyes.
Well, that ain't my fault, Abbott. I didn't sleep a wink last night. Our newest Sears and Roebuck kettle I came yesterday, and I sat up all night reading it.
What for?
I wanted to see how it come out.
Listen, why didn't you go to the movies last night?
Oh, I went to the movies Wednesday night, and I bought a bag of popcorn, and I found a brand-new Dodge automobile in it. And the man sitting next to me, he found a Buick in his bag of popcorn.
Well, wait a minute. How do they get new automobiles in bags of popcorn?
Oh, you know those California drivers.
Costello, how do you manage to get so dumb?
Oh, I'm putting on extra help over the holidays.
You're very stupid. You must have even been more stupid when you were a kid.
No, I wasn't stupid. I was very poor, Abbott. When I was a kid back in Patterson, New Jersey, I was so poor that I wanted money. I used to go out and wrestle the organ grinder's monkey for his penny.
That's terrible.
Anything to make a buck.
That's absolutely terrible.
I'll put you in the next show, kid.
That's terrible, Lou.
You're in the next show, kid. You're laughing good.
But that's terrible. You shouldn't do things like that.
Why? 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 What's the matter?
But you shouldn't do it.
I shouldn't do it. I shouldn't do what? What should I do? I took the monkey for his penny.
I know that. But it's terrible.
I mean, after all, we pitched for it. I only won once in 7 years.
By the way, Costello, is your mom still living in Patterson?
Yeah, I got a letter from her yesterday. Here it is. I'll read it. Dear son Louis, it's getting near Christmas again, and I sure miss you. Last night I sat for 3 hours looking at your vacant chair. Ain't that touching?
Why, that's beautiful. Read the rest of it.
She says, then, Louis, I went out to see you and Mr. Rabbit in your latest motion picture. I should have stayed home and looked at your vacant chair. Well, I gotta go now, Abbott. They had a fire at the supermarket in my neighborhood. It started in the meat department, then it set fire to the cheese department, then the fire spread to the bread department. And you better come over there right away with me.
Why?
Why? They're having the biggest sale of cheeseburgers you ever saw.
And now we present our guest star. Our guest star today is one of the finest young singers in radio. You've all heard him on the Victory Recorders, seen him in the 20th Century Fox production, Centennial Summer, and heard him as the former singing star of the Jack Benny program. And here he is to sing for the kids all over the world who are listening to the Abbott and Costello Kids Show, Mr. Larry Stevens.
Hi, kids. Hiya, Johnny. Hi, Mr. Abbott.
Hello, Larry, and welcome to our kids show.
Well, it's nice to be here, Bud. You know, I've been listening to the show, and it's swell the way you give prizes to the kids. Say, by the way, what lucky kid is going to win that oversized piggy bank over there?
Hey, he's looking right at me when he said that. Hey, look here, Larry Stevens. I am no oversized piggy bank. I'm Lou Costello, and I'm a better singer than you are, Larry Stevens.
Now, Costello, take it easy. Larry Stevens is a tenor, and he has a very high voice.
My voice comes pretty high, too. I don't sing for peanuts, you know.
So you're a singer, hey, Costello.
Yeah, I'm a singer, hey.
Well, let's hear you sing something.
Okay, I'll sing. I'm all yours and buttons and bows. I'm in it to hey, what do you think of that?
Costello, your voice fills me with awe.
It does?
Yeah. Awe nuts.
Look, why don't you quit kidding him, Costello? You know, the sang in your life, and you know it.
I just so. When I was a kid back in Patterson, I sang in a quartet in the fish market.
What kind of a quartet did you have in a fish market?
First tuna, second tuna, barracuda, and bass.
No, Costello, you're no singer. You're not fooling anybody. Go ahead, Larry. Show them how a real singer sings and sounds.
Well, Costello, how does my voice sound to you?
A little scratchy.
Well, that's not my fault. This morning while I was getting dressed, I had a handful of pins in my mouth, and my mother hit me on the back.
Should have hit you on the head with that joke. Well, enough of this nonsense. The kids are waiting, Larry Stevens, to hear you sing My Darling, My Darling.
My darling, my darling, I've wanted to call you my darling for many and many a day. My darling, my darling, I fluttered and fled like a starling. My courage just melted away. Now all at once you kissed me, and there's not a thing I'm sane enough to say except my darling, my darling. Get used to that name of my darling. It's here to stay. Till a moment ago, we were Mr. and Miss, discussing the weather, avoiding each other's eye. Till a moment ago, when we happened to kiss, and we kissed the Mr. and Miss goodbye. Now at last, my darling, my darling, I've wanted to call you my darling for many and many a day. My darling, my darling, I've fluttered and fled like a starling. My courage just melted away. Now all at once you kiss me, and there's not a thing I'm sane enough to say except my darling, get used to that name of my darling. It's here to stay.
Mr. Stevens, I'd like to hear you sing another song, and I'm sure all the other kids would, too. How about it, kids?
Thank you, Johnny. I think you'll like this number. It's called Here I'll Stay.
There's a farland and cold where I'll find a field of gold. But here I'll stay with you. And they say that an isle deep with clover, where your heart wears a smile all day through. But I know well they're wrong, and I know where I belong, and here I stay. For that land is a sandy illusion. It's a scene of a dream gone astray. And the world others rue, I can find loving you. I can find loving you.
Ah, that was swell, Larry Stevens, and thanks for coming over here to sing for the kids all over the world who listen to the Abbott and Costello Kids Show.
Well, you know, I listen to it too, Bud, and I want to say that you and Lou are doing a wonderful job of teaching kids to be better citizens. And I think your Lou Costello Junior Youth Foundation Award is a fine thing and will go a long way toward checking juvenile delinquency in every kid that hears this program. Thanks for inviting me over, and so long, kid.
So long, Larry Stevens.
And now for our quiz game, Bubble or Nothing. Each kid in the audience gets a piece of clear double bubble gum. And we have 10 kids on the stage chosen from the studio audience. They're all chewing clear double bubble gum. The kid who blows the biggest bubble in 10 seconds gets a special prize. Every kid who blows a bubble gets to be a contestant. Those who don't blow bubbles get nothing. So let's go with Bubble or Nothing.
Well, the contestants are chewing their clear double bubble gum. On the count of three, the gong will ring and they will start blowing. Are you ready, kids? One, two, three.
Here, come on out. Blow that clear double bubble gum. Come on, blow them out.
Well, all the kids got their first bubble gum and they're really trying to push them out. There's one girl on the other there with a beauty and a little boy with a surprise.
Hey, I think we got a couple. We got a couple.
Well, we got a couple over here that blew some pretty fair bubbles. So ordinarily, these kids are a little weak this morning. I guess we got them up a little too early. Well, here they are. Well, how many now? Well, here's a little girl. She looks like a little female Lou Costello. What's your name, honey? How come you and I are so fat?
I don't know.
Have you tried diet lately?
Yes.
That don't do no good, does it? Not for me either. How much you weigh now, honey?
106.
How much?
106.
How old are you?
But I'll be 12 next month.
That's what you, huh? You'll be 12 next month and you're 106.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just imagine. You'll be 212 when you're 24. I think everything's going to be all right. As you go a little older, you're going to get a little slimmer. Well, sweetheart, you won the prize for blowing the biggest bubble. You're going to get, first, a whole case of delicious vacuum tin circus peanuts. That's going to help you a lot. And, honey, actually, after the show, each kid in the audience will get a great big bag of circus peanuts. That's a gift from you to them. Now, wait a minute. Don't go away, sweetheart, because we got some other things here for you. Here is a full box of Yip. Why did they have to pick on this kid? Yeah, you get a full box of Yippie Polka Dot Suckers for you. Lollipops you get besides peanuts.
Oh.
We're going to do everything we can to keep you slim.
Hey, Lou. After the show, don't forget.
And honey, after the show, each little boy and girl in the audience, they also get a Yippie Polka Dot Sucker. That's another gift from you to them. Now, don't go away. Don't go away. You still wait. Here's something else for you, sweetheart. This here, Mike, this ain't going to help you as far as diet goes. This is a sterling silver ring with your name engraved, and it's from the California House of Schrager. It's from Norman Schrager to you, sweetheart, and you can have your name put right on a solid sterling silver ring. And here's the third ring. Here's a little fellow over here. Now, what's your name?
Harp Eugene Fields.
Harp Eugene Fields. You know, you blew a pretty good bubble. How old are you, Harp?
9
years old. You know, when I went down in the audience to pick you out, you know, I kind of thought you were a nice-looking little fellow there. Who was that sitting alongside of you?
My sister.
Your sister? You told me it was your mother. You lied to me, Harvey. You lied. Why did you lie?
I didn't lie.
You told me it was your mother.
Didn't I got mixed up with him.
You don't know your sister from your mother? Are you kidding?
No.
You must have a terrible time getting off to school in the morning. Who do you go with, your mother or your sister?
My sister.
Okay. Well, here's what you get. You blew a big bubble, so therefore you get this beautiful swell radio from the Burbank Radio and Appliance Company of Burbank, California. A gift of Mr. Lathman for you. Look who we have here. We have really a very charming and sweet... Oh, gosh, is she on my knees? Here I go. How old are you?
3 years old.
How old?
3 years old.
3 years old? She's 3 years old. You're a very beautiful blonde. What's your name?
Charlene Jackson? No, Jylene Jackson.
Oh, Jylene?
Joe Eileen Jackson? Jill Eileen Johnson? Johnson.
Oh, Jansen. All right! Well, Miss Jensen, what are you, Swedish?
Hmm?
You must be with that beautiful blonde hair. Where's your mother? Is that your mother over there?
Yes.
You think you could cover up a little bit for Uncle Lou and Mama? She's very pretty, too. Well, sweetheart, you don't know. What are you laughing at? You're only 3 years old. Now, here, have you got any boyfriends?
Mm-hmm. Dave. David's my brother friend.
Dave is your brother friend?
My uncle is my Dave. My brother is my Dave. He's in bed sleeping.
Who's in bed sleeping?
David, my brother.
What time does he get up? Huh?
8:30.
He gets up at 8:30. Oh, you got a clock on you want to show me? He's still in bed, though, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right, sweetheart. Now, here's your question. In the morning, can you read?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you can read, what does it say on that card? If you read that, I'll fall over. What does it say? Hmm? What does it say? She just whispered in my ear. She says it says her name. She's right, too. Well, honey, in the morning when you get up, what do you clean with your toothbrush?
Soda.
You clean the soda with your toothbrush?
Mm-hmm.
Is that all? Just the soda?
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right, honey. If you clean the soda with the toothbrush, that's your answer. That's it.
Well, honey, what do we have for you? A whole box of famous chocolate milkshake bars. Made by the Hollywood Candy Company, and every month for the next year, we will send you another box of these swell bars, and after the show, each kid in the audience will get a chocolate milkshake bar.
Well,
wait a minute. We also have for you one of the sensational new BB Ball point pens, the world's largest selling pen.
And over here we have... Come on over here, Sonny. Come on over here. Now, over here we got two contestants up at the same time. These two kids absolutely don't know each other whatsoever, but they're both dressed up as cowboys. One is a sheriff. The other guy is just a plain ordinary cowboy. First, I'm going to ask the plain ordinary cowboy his name. What's your name?
Lonnie Babin.
How old are you, Lonnie?
5.
5 years old, and you're a very handsome blonde. Now, here's another little guy over here. How old are you?
5.
You're 5, too? Well, they're both 5 years old. Isn't that a coincidence? And you're the sheriff. Now, what I'd like to ask you...
What is his name, Lou?
Huh?
What is his name?
Oh, what is your name?
Al Crawford.
Who?
Al Crawford.
Alan?
Al Crawford.
Al Crawford?
Yes.
That's pretty good. 5 years old. You got any girls?
Yes. One Arlene, she's in Sunday school.
Oh, that's nice. Arlene, she's in Sunday school. Yes. How about you? You got any sisters?
No.
No sisters?
No, but I got a cousin.
Oh, but you got a cousin?
Yeah, she's back in some other city.
She is? Yeah.
Well,
that's nice. I'd like to have you kids a little bit longer, but I'm going to have to ask you a question right now and see who answers it first. And you're both going to get a gift anyway. How much is a $10 bill worth? God bless you. How much is a $10 bill worth?
A check.
Huh?
A check.
A $10 bill is worth a check?
Yes.
How much is a $10 bill worth, Ronnie?
A nickel.
Okay, a $10 bill is... I think you're right, two of you. All right, now, both
right,
you
kids.
Both you little guys go over to the...
Now, wait a minute, Lou. We'll have to double up on these kids. Each one of you win two pairs of Ranch Champ blue jeans and a Ranch Champ cowboy hat from the Howard Oren Supply Company of... mixing that up. Wait a minute. This hat comes from the Howard Oren Supply Company of Los Angeles.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're running just a little bit late, and I'm going to ask this little lady right over here if she would like to have a beautiful little cocker spaniel puppy. Would you?
Yeah.
You would? What's your name?
Shelly,
you're going to have it. Here it is. Turn around fast, and there's your
ideal
cocker
spaniel. Ideal. And a 6 month supply of Wilson's ideal dog food. I feed your dog in 7 ways. And here's your puppy. Go ahead, take it home.
Kids, we are happy to announce that each week we're sending 1,000 pieces of Flair's Double Bubble Gum to the kids of some orphanage or home. This week, the Flair's Double Bubble Gum goes to the Hartfall County Home for Dependent and Neglected Children at Warehouse Point, Connecticut. Well, kids, how did you like Bubble or Nothing? And now the singing star of the Abbott & Costello Kids Show, 10-year-old Anna Mae Slaughter. What would you like to sing for us today?
Johnny, as you know, Christmas is just around the corner, so I have a message for the kids all over the world.
What is it?
had just come back from a lovely trip along the Milky Way. I stopped off at the North Pole to spend a holiday. I called on dear old Santa Claus to see what I could see. He took me to his workshop, and he told his plans to me. So, you better watch out. You better not try. You better not shout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and he's checking it twice. Gonna find out he's lonely night. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows when you are bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. The little toy horns and the little toy drums, ready to chew and a rum at some time. Santa Claus is coming to town. The coolie had dogs, a toddle and two, elephant boats, king cars too. Santa Claus is coming to town. The girls and boys in all the land, they'll have a jubilee. They're gonna build a toyland town all around their Christmas tree. So you better watch out, you better not shout, you better not pout and tell me why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
And now we present the Lou Costello Junior Youth Foundation Award. This award is given each week to a boy or girl 16 years of age or younger. You, the listeners, select this winner by writing a letter to Abbott and Costello, Hollywood, California, telling of a good deed or act of heroism done by some boy or girl. The letters are judged by our board of directors, and the winner receives many valuable prizes. The winner of this week's award is 15-year-old Jane Hatton of Clinton, Maryland.
And now, kids, in honor of 15-year-old Jane Hatton on the Abbott and Costello Kids Show today, we wish again to salute the grand bunch of kids that make up the AAA School Safety Patrol.
And remember, kids, the AAA Safety Patrol needs volunteers. So if you are eligible, apply for volunteer work in this wonderful organization.
That's right, bud. It's a wonderful organization. And the kids that work on the school safety patrol throughout the country are certainly headed toward becoming good citizens. We've had a number of safety patrol kids who have won the Lou Costello Junior Youth Foundation Award. And now we are proud to tell the story of another member of the school safety patrol. Jane Hatton was assigned to a school bus. It's her job to guard the kids that ride in that bus. A few weeks ago, the school bus was making its regular after-school trip.
Okay, kids, now take it easy and remember, nobody crosses till I give the signal. All right, come on.
Hey, Jane, look at that car coming. Get it up to the light. Let it in the town.
Jane had to grab little 11-year-old Leonard Chopra out of the path of a speeding car at the risk of her own life. A few months later, in the White House in Washington, Admiral William D. Leahy was talking to a 15-year-old schoolgirl.
And so, Jane Hatton, for saving the life of one of your schoolmates, it's my privilege to present you with the American Automobile Association Life-Saving Medal.
Admiral Leahy, this is a great honor for me, and I'm very proud to receive this medal, but, well, I'm sure there are lots of other members of the school safety patrol that deserve it just as much as I do.
You're not only a brave girl, Jane, but you're a very modest one, and you're setting a fine example for every other young American. I wish all the kids in this country could know of the fine, brave, unselfish thing you have done.
And now, Jane Hatton, not only the kids in this country, but kids all over the world have heard of the fine, brave, and selfish thing you've done. They've also heard what a fine gentleman Admiral William Leahy is. When a man is busy, as Admiral Leahy takes time out to be interested in the welfare of children of our country, it should make every American feel proud. And now, kids, you've heard the story of Jane Hatton. Do you think she's entitled to the Lou Costello Jr. Award?
You bet your life, kid.
All right, go ahead, Johnny. Make the award.
To Jane Hatton goes this week's Lou Costello Jr. Youth Foundation Award. And here are your prizes. First, a beautiful Bruin wristwatch. This is a solid gold 17 jewel Bruin, engraved from Bud and Lou. Next, the beautiful alligator leather personal radio from David's Industrial Gloves of Springfield, Ohio. Now you can have your radio with you wherever you go. From the K Jewelry Stores of America, a solid gold signet ring with your initials on it. And a super streamlined airflow Monarch Girls bicycle. This is a Monarch Super Deluxe, America's most beautiful bicycle. A complete set of medals of all the presidents of the United States in a beautiful leatherette case. Presented by one of America's leading touring concerns, the Numismatic Gallery of Beverly Hills. For Moto Day, we have for you a complete Moto Day Monday through Friday wardrobe. Five lovely Moto Day frocks, one for each day in the week. And another gift for you, the sensational new Kirby, the nearest thing to push-button house cleaning, so you can help your mother. And you can set up housekeeping for yourself with a complete service for eight of Franciscan ware made by Gladding McBean and Company. I know all kids help their mothers with the dishes, and to make the job easier for you, we're sending you a Her Majesty dishwasher. This Her Majesty dishwasher will wash your dishes in 2 minutes, and it dries them, too.
You, Jane Hatton, Abbott, and I would like to see you start your own little foundation right on your block. We are sending you a whole load of play school toys to give to all little children that live on your street. And this week's Lou Costello Jr. Youth Foundation trophy you also get for good citizenship. This is a beautifully engraved gold trophy made by Dodge Incorporated, largest manufacturer of trophies in the world. And now, folks, those of you who entered our big contest to fight juvenile delinquency will be interested in reading the article written by the winner of our $30,000 jackpot. It's in the December issue of Radio Mirror Magazine.
Well, kids, that's all for today.
And that's right, Bud, but we'll be back next Saturday with another great star and the award to some deserving boy or girl anywhere in the country. And lots of fun for all you kids. So long until next Saturday.
And remember, you can nominate a winner by writing a letter to Abbott and Costello, Hollywood, California. Don't miss the regular Abbott and Costello show on Thursday night. Jane Hatton was portrayed by Patty Chapman, and Admiral William Leahy was portrayed by Dan Riff. Johnny McGovern speaking. The Abbott and Costello kick show is here by the Philippines, the Senators, the Armed Forces Radio Service, and it's transcribed in Hollywood, written and produced by Eddie Foreman, and directed by Harfield Wingate.